It is the biggest rail strike in 30 years, around 50,000 workers walking out in protest against pay, pensions and working conditions. The UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps criticised the move, calling it vandalism, but union bosses say they've been left with no choice following a breakdown in talks and concerns of job losses. The railways face many financial questions. Passenger numbers are down by a fifth since before the pandemic, meaning takings are down too. And train bosses have been looking for ways to reform the service to tackle that. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologised to the public for the widespread disruption, but despite calls from opposition party Labour for the government to step in, ministers are so far refusing to do so. Laura Makin-Isherwood, London.